People are not prepared to see what we can really create because, man, the work that has been flying out, just to name a few, like Scott Wobeneau, he's our Two-Spirit artist. And he was like, I remember seeing him at Second Wind Forum for Two Spirits Emotion Society. And that happened in 2019, prior to COVID. And he was just having these ideas. And now he's like this well-known, in Vogue, hitting Forbes magazine. Not like these accolades are what he needs to hit, but I'm just saying the success of him is huge. So hats off to any artist, whether they're inspiring or not. Look at all of these artists and like even Indigenous people in film. Whew. It's been huge.
Yeah, throughout my research on the Two-Spirit community and Indigenous communities, I came across the term Two-Spirit resurgence a lot, like referring to the current movement. And like you're saying with Indigenous fashion and film, like, what do you think about that, like, terminology resurgence? I feel like it's accurate.
Yeah, I feel like, because to me, I see it as like we've always been there. And resurgence is the same concept as sleeping. And it's just waking up and it's blooming and blossoming. It's always been there. Always been there. Always. It just wasn't safe. I'm not saying it's 100% safe now, but I'm saying it's a lot safer. You know, and it's because community is not allowing these kinds of attitudes to still exist. Not saying that they don't, because they do. 100% they do. But it's like encouraging one another, holding each other up, you know? And those are just to name two aspects of art. There's so many aspects of art, dance, song. You know, amazing artists all over. I know there's like an amazing ballet dancer that's going on tour in France, Cody Barry. He's queer. He's Indigenous. He's Two-Spirit identified. He's doing amazing work. You know, and that's just like Jeremy Dutcher and song. Beautiful, talented. But that's years and years of having community surround you and support you and see your gifts and be able to. And I think it's easier to have a skill to have support. If you have a skill, people like that. You're coming with that skill. But then you give a platform for your queerness and your two-spiritness. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, I think it's just an easier transition. But we have like amazing influencers within our community. Haley Robinson, Kai Potts, Preston Fleming, Jordy Ironstar. I just name all of my staff. I'll just name them
Yeah,
all.
that's great. Give them a platform.
But I'm just saying, like, there's just so many beautiful things that are happening at grassroots level. And it's just like, especially in the art world, if you look at it in the art world, it's fierce. And I just like, love it. Like one of my favorite, absolute favorite beading artists is Jamie Okama, but my ultimate favorite would be her mom Sandra. But Jamie uses a two-spirited model to model their work, and I was like, they always use the same model, and I'm like, yes, we need representation. We need people to see this, and then we have places like Canada's Drag Race. And there's so many beautiful two-spirited drag artists in those circles. And like our drag performers, of course, that's just like hats off. It's obvious to me that we should always support our own.
Yeah, definitely.
There's so much talent all over. I think of like people like Tristan DeRocher, who does amazing fiddle work. It's like, wow. Works with Siphondies. I think of these people and I'm just like, they're the most down-to-earth people that just like love their community. Think of Indigenous representation, queer representation, and they just do it beautifully. Yeah. And I'm just naming a few. I'm just totally name dropping everybody, but that's okay.
No, that's perfect. With all of this representation and more support for Indigenous people, how can non-Indigenous people be better allies?
How do you become a good ally? One, you support. If there's good work that you absolutely love and appreciate, do the research to understand where this person is from. You know?
Yeah.
And like understand what they're wearing, what they're doing, why they're doing this. Why is it important to see them in these spaces? And like, it's good to do shout outs to everybody. Absolutely. Give credit to people where credit is due. Give them those platforms, talk to them in those spaces, and think about the things that you're able to do. When you're creating any form of works of art, how can you bring on this talent, this multi-talent? Is that you bring them onto these different projects and you give them work because they can best speak about it themselves. I always tell people, like, give them money.
Yeah.
Support them, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Or if they have products out there, buy their work. Buy their work and be able to know who you're wearing or why you're wearing them. And then, like, within the community works, look at the orgs, why you're supporting them. Why are you supporting these non-for-profits? How can you get involved? Every gathering always needs volunteer work, no matter what. Volunteer, educate yourself, sit with people, go to ceremonies, get yourself better acquainted within community, mm-hmm. but don't take up all the space when you're there. You know, you're there to learn, you're not there to take over. And don't be getting on board with the Pretendian action. Mm. That is not cute. What's the word now? Demure?
Demure.
Not
demure, mindful.
not very mindful, not Mm-mm. cutesy.
Mm-mm.
Not cute.
No. Okay, great. Yeah, that is very good advice. Thank you for that. I think we're pretty much coming to the end of this interview. I don't have any more questions for you, but I was wondering if there's anything else you want to add or talk about right now. We still have time.
My thing to add is for all our Two Spirits out there, look at your local organizations, become members, become part of the projects, and get your voices being heard on everything possible. I really want, this is my dream, I want all Two Spirits to run everything. Let's be real. We're going to mm-hmm. do it right first time.
Yeah.
We're going to be mindful. We're going to be caring and loving and understanding. And we're just going to be starting to do better and care for one another. Big shout out to my sister Kisik, who's Cedar T., Ellen Oro, I know I didn't give you a shout out, giving you one right now. I don't know. There's just so many.
Yeah.
There's so many amazing Two Spirits out there. Look them up. Look at their bios. Get your online stuff uploaded, Two Spirits. Start to get your name out there. There's so much talent. And my dream is to eventually just have like a talent pool list and people can just go there and like look at them and know how to get a hold of them.
Mm-hmm. That'd be amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It was an honor to talk to you and hear everything that you had to say. Very important work that you are doing and continuing to do and passing on. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Aw, thank you.
And thank you to you listening out there. Both episodes of this interview will be available on cjsf.ca under Pride Programming, so definitely check those out.
All right, thanks to Stella for that interview, and thanks also to Paulette Petra for all that. As Stella said, you can find that at cjsf.ca, the whole thing. This is Smush. This track's called Lizzie McGuire.
bird note. In the 19th and early 20th century, the human fascination with bird feathers went a little too far. Women's hats and dresses featured extravagant feathers from birds both near and far. To fulfill the growing demand for feathered hats in the UK, birds were imported to the fashion hub of London from all over the world. The trade in feathers drove several species, from the little egret to the great crested grebe, to near extinction. Fed up with the killing of wild birds for fashion, a group of British women, led by Emily Williamson, met in 1889 to put an end to this cruelty. The group, called the Society for the Protection of Birds, united with another group of protesting women, the Fur, Fin, and Feather Folk, founded by Eliza Phillips. The organization became the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, or RSPB, which continues to be a leader in bird conservation today. The RSPB rallied for a ban on the import of feathers for 3 decades, until the British Parliament passed the Importation of Plumage Prohibition Act in 1921. Thanks to a group of women who challenged the feather fad, many species of birds were protected from extinction. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Want more Bird Note sounds, images, and stories delivered straight to your inbox? Subscribe to our weekly newsletter for a preview of the week's shows, stories, and stunning photos every Friday morning. Visit birdnote.org to sign up today.
I'm not too- My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager. Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all. And it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Hey, welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. A while back now, you heard an interview with Paulette Petra, done by programming assistant Stella, part two of that interview. You can find both parts. Well, for now, you can find the first part, and in a few minutes, you'll be able to find the second part of that program by going to cjsf.ca and looking up the Speak Up program. It'll also probably be highlighted on the front page, the interview specifically, so you can check that out. Just now, you heard music by Energy Slime, their track Zucchini Castle from the new record Planet Perfect. And we heard from Smush with a track called Lizzie McGuire. Big fan of that loud shoegazy stuff and the fun electropop of Energy Slime. All local music so far today, and we're going to continue that with a bit of an asterisk to end. We're going to hear a track from New Age Doom's collaboration with dub and reggae legend Lee Scratch Perry. They, in 2001, the Vancouver noise rock doom metal duo New Age Doom did a collaborative record with Lee Scratch Perry, recorded very soon before his passing and released soon thereafter, it's great. New Age Doom performed at the Victory Square Block Party a couple Sundays ago, and I was really taken by them and have since really dove into their back catalog. Lots of cool collaborations, including this one. So we're going to hear the track Step in Space by New Age Doom with Lee Scratch Perry from the record Lee Scratch Perry's Guide to the Universe. And I'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
Step forward.